Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
So we are in the series called Revelation, The Unveiling. The sermon title today is, Who Are the Two Witnesses in Revelation? Who are the two witnesses in Revelation? I started off before I began to preach the message by saying if we really do believe that Revelation is a message from Jesus Christ warning about what is to come, then we need to understand that God is counting on you to share and to invite people to hear this word. Now listen to what Jesus said in Mark chapter 8 and 38. He said, if anyone is ashamed of me and my message in this adulterous and sinful day, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in the glory of his Father and with the holy angels. Folks, listen, people may not want to hear the word of God. People you know on the job, family members, but please understand whether they believe it or not, or they don't want to hear it or not, you still have an obligation to share what the word of God says. It can be through a track. It can be through inviting them to church or watching something online. You still have a responsibility to share the gospel, and they need it. And they need it. In Revelation chapter 6 and 15, it provides insight of the fear everyone will soon experience who reject Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. I want you to listen to what Jesus is saying here through his word. See, people may be indifferent and even unbelieving, but the Bible tells us very soon those same people will be in terror. It says, everyone, the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and free person all hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, and they cried to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to survive? This scripture verse refers to what we have been talking about, this period of time known as the tribulation. And according to the Bible, the tribulation will be a time of terror that the world has never experienced. Jesus himself spoke of this in Matthew chapter 24 and 21. Listen to what he said. He said, for then there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now, Jesus made a significant statement in that verse. And perhaps more than you can imagine, unless you know some of the catastrophes of history. I'm just going to give just a few, just to have you thinking about this. As far as historical pandemics, the Black Death, and this was during the 14th century, an estimate up to 200 million people died due to this plague in Europe, Asia, and North Africa. You know, when we talk about numbers, it's hard to visualize, you know, numbers in the millions. But let me just help you. This is more than the populations of California, Florida, Texas, New York, and Pennsylvania. That's how many people died during that one plague. And then we talk about wars and conflicts in the world. Well, World War II, there was an estimated 70 to 85 million deaths. There was a great famine in history called the Great Chinese Famine It's estimated that up to 45 million people died during that famine. And China has had a lot of catastrophes. Another one was the China flood, and over 4 million people died in that flood. The important thing for you to understand is the sum of these disasters still cannot compete with the coming horrors of the tribulation. The Bible says that several billion people will die in the space of 7 years during the tribulation period. That's a billion with a B. Now, let me give four major reasons for the tribulation. Number one, God will send judgment upon those who reject his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior. The Bible says in John 3:36, anyone who believes in God's son will have eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's judgment. Number two reason, the people of Israel will turn to Christ as the Messiah. In Romans chapter 11 and verse 26, it says, all Israel will be saved. As the scripture says, the one who rescues will come from Jerusalem, and he will turn Israel away from their ungodliness. And this is my covenant with them, that I will take away their sins. This will happen during the tribulation period. And number three, God will judge the Antichrist, the false prophet, and Satan for rebellion against him. Now, the Antichrist is the false Christ. He is the one that Satan will actually inhabit. And he will be the one who will be ruling the world during the tribulation period. But during this time of tribulation, God will judge the Antichrist and the false prophet. In Revelation chapter 19 and 20, it says, both the Antichrist or the beast and the false prophet were thrown alive into the lake of fire for all eternity. And speaking about Satan, in Revelation 20 and 2, it says, Satan was bound for 1,000 years and thrown into a bottomless pit. Let me give you reason number four for the tribulation. After the tribulation, Jesus Christ will establish his kingdom on earth and his followers will reign with him. So after the tribulation, those who are followers of Jesus Christ will reign with him after the earth has become renewed here on earth for 1,000 years and beyond. It says in Revelation 20 and 6, blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. For them, the second death hath no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him 1,000 years. Now, why are we studying the book of Revelation? There are so many other topics to talk about in the Bible. Well, folks, according to Bible prophecy, we may not have much time left before the rapture of the church. It is time to sound the alarm, to ring the bell, to do whatever you can to get people's attention. Look, the world is not going to continue on and on the way it has in the past. We are in the end times, according to the Bible. Things are not going to continue. Now, in John 14 and 2, while Jesus was here on earth, he talked about the rapture. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. When he was leaving, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, which he did, I will prepare a place for you, and he has, and I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you shall be also. That is talking about the rapture of the church. Jesus Christ was here, he lived, he died, he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and during all this time, he's preparing a place for you and a place for me.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. As we continue our study in the book of Revelation, Pastor Steve has a special word of encouragement for you. If you've ever wondered what these prophetic scriptures mean for your life, stay with us. Here's Pastor Steve.
The Bible says, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the coming of the Son of Man. For in those days before the flood, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were being given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and swept them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man." The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus Christ will return. Join us this weekend for more messages describing the prophetic season in which we live. Your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
We will be airing these informative messages on the Book of Revelation over the next few weeks. Be sure and join us daily right here on KDKR. And we encourage you to be with us at the church for our uplifting live service every Sunday morning at 10. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. If you'd like more information about our ministry, be sure and check out the website at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Listen, these are not empty promises, people. You are living for God because you love Jesus and you have a purpose in reaching the world with the gospel so that they are not eternally lost. But you have rewards in heaven as well. You have a mansion waiting for you in heaven. Jesus has prepared rewards, and one is a mansion that you will have. Don't focus so much on your house down here when you have a mansion in glory. Give some of that money. I was going to say a lot of that money. Give some money from the church so that we can continue to reach the lost, so more people can go to heaven. Somebody say amen. Let me read to you once again the scriptural reference of the rapture of the church. So you can hear it once again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 16. It says the Lord himself, Jesus himself, will come down from heaven with a commanding shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. And when that happens, first Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and who have remained on earth will be caught up into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and we shall forever be with the Lord. The Lord will come down, these events will take place, and we'll go right back up to heaven, and we'll be with the Lord. And we will be missing. Unfortunately, many professing Christians will be left behind. Now, after the rapture, the seven-year tribulation period will begin, and that's what we've been talking about. And Revelation chapters 6 through 9 describe some of the judgments. Now, the Antichrist, humanity's worst dictator to come, will rule the world. And these are some of the events I'm going to mention, and I have mentioned them, but I'm just going to once again summarize them for some people who have not heard this yet. All right? What is going to be happening during the tribulation? Number one, widespread anarchy and violence. There will be worldwide famine and starvation. There will be World War III, resulting in the death of one quarter of the world's population. There will be a great earthquake that will darken the sun, and the moon will turn to blood, and stars will fall from heaven. There will be hail, fire, and blood that will fall from heaven and destroy the earth's vegetation. There will be a meteor that will strike the earth, killing one-third of all aquatic life. There will be an asteroid that will strike the earth and destroy one-third of our drinking water. And that particular asteroid will cause the sun and the moon and the stars to be darkened an additional one-third of the day. There will be an attack of demonic locusts released to sting people. And then there will also be 200 million evil spirits released to kill one-third of the remaining population of the world. And it gets worse. That's pretty bad, I think. Now, we are in Revelation chapter 10, and that's where I pick it up. Revelation chapter 10 talks about an angel announcing that there will be no more delay of God's coming judgment upon the world. In verse 1, it says, "Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, surrounded by a cloud with a rainbow over his head. His face shone like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire. And in his hand was a small scroll that he had opened." Skipping down to verse 6, it says, "And he swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and everything in them, the earth and everything in it, and the sea and everything in it." And he said, "There will be no more delay." Now, skeptics throughout history have been saying, where is the promise of Christ's return? He hasn't showed up. You've been talking about the rapture for years. Since the first century, he hasn't showed up yet. People have said, why isn't God doing something about the condition of the world? Well, the Bible tells us that God has allowed this delay for sinners to have the opportunity for salvation. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior. So he has delayed this time of judgment. But now we're reading in the book of Revelation chapter 10. Oh, that delay is over. This is now God's time of judgment, and he's not going to delay anymore. During the tribulation, there will be no further delay, but judgment upon those who have rejected Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. Moving right along to chapter 11. In chapter 11, it tells us that during the chaos of the tribulation, God will send two supernatural witnesses to preach the gospel in Jerusalem. Now, by now, the Jewish temple has been rebuilt, and Israel will be worshiping like the Old Testament again. And God will send two witnesses who will minister the first half of the tribulation for 3.5 years. They'll be preaching to the Jews about Christ as Messiah, and they'll have access to go into the third temple. Now, in Revelation chapter 11 and 3, it says, "I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will be clothed with burlap and will prophesy during 1,260 days, approximately 3.5 years. These two prophets are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of all the earth. And if anyone tries to harm them, fire will proceed from their mouths and consume their enemies. And this is how anyone who tries to harm them will die. They will have power to seal the sky so that it doesn't rain for the time of their prophesying. And they will have powers to turn rivers and springs to blood, power to strike the earth with any and every disaster as many times as they want." They are going to be two powerful witnesses. Well, remember, this is going to be the time of the Antichrist, where most people, once again, will not be born again. They don't believe in God. So God is going to send these two witnesses to Jerusalem and have them preach for 3.5 years. They will try to kill them, but they will open their mouths and consume the people with fire, and God will do all kinds of miracles through them to let the people know this is authentic, man. This is not fake. God is talking to you, people. You need to accept Jesus Christ. Now, because of the miracles that they perform, these men have been identified as Moses and Elijah. We ask, who are the two witnesses? Well, they are Moses and Elijah. In the New Testament, they actually met with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. In Luke chapter 9 and 28, it says, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on a mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was transformed and his clothing became dazzling white. Then two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared and began talking to Jesus. Now, during the tribulation, these same two will display God's power to unbelieving Jews and Gentiles, and many will be born again through their witness. The Bible goes on to tell us in verse 7, when they complete their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the bottomless pit will declare war against them, and he will conquer them and kill them. So the Bible is saying here, at the close of their divine mission to witness, God will allow them to be killed by the devil to display a great astonishing event. Now, the Antichrist could not take possession of the temple unless these two prophets were out of the way. And we're going to get to that as we continue the study. The Bible tells us in verse 8, that the bodies of these two witnesses will lie in the main street of Jerusalem, the city that is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, the city where our Lord was crucified. And for 3.5 days, all peoples, tribes, languages, and nations will stare at their bodies. No one will be allowed to bury them. So you can imagine what will happen. These people who caused terror, that if Satan could have, the first day they began to witness would have taken them down. The Bible says that they will minister and witness until their assignment is done. And then God will allow Satan to kill them because he'll have something else in mind that is an astonishing miracle. The book of Revelation was written in the first century. And the prophecy could not have been fulfilled until our time. And I want to read that prophecy we're talking about in verse 8. The Bible says, and their bodies will lie in the main street of Jerusalem, the city that is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where the Lord has been crucified. And it says, and the people, the tribes, the language, and the nations will all stare at their dead bodies, and no one will be allowed to bury them. How is that possible that everyone in the world is watching their dead bodies in Jerusalem? Now, this is an important fact for you to understand. This book was written in the first century. This prophecy was given in the first century. And guess what? It is being fulfilled in our time. No other time in history, but in our time.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is from the Summer Revelation series. It's called, Who Are the Two Witnesses in Revelation? Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to the program once again today. I want to thank you for your dedication to the Lord and to his desire for all of us to draw closer to him. And I think, especially now, so many people are seeking God as never before. I want to pray with you right now because I know that there are needs. But we serve a God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can ask or think. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and for your grace for us all. We ask you, Father, to keep us safe. Your word says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of protection. We pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Keep us well
and help us, Father. Thank you for helping us even in our financial difficulties. You are the God of hope. And we look to you today, and we thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.